So the 8 verses came from the omniscient wisdom of Bodhisattva Langritampa in the 11th century. From one point of view, that's heartbreaking, because we think these instructions are hundreds and hundreds of years old, but nobody's heard them. No one in your country has heard them. So what an extraordinary activity Venerable Geshe-la's engaging in, sharing the Buddhist way of loving kindness with the whole world. Though comprising only 8 four-line verses, this remarkable text reveals the essence of the Buddhist path to enlightenment. So held within these 8 verses is the essence of the Buddhist path to enlightenment, showing how we can transform our mind from its present, confused, and self-centered state into the perfect wisdom and compassion of an enlightened Buddha. So this is our responsibility, to transform our mind from its present, confused, and self-centered state. I think if we were to look, we'd say yes, confused, yes, self-centered. Then we meet the teachings that transform our mind from its present confused and self-centered state into the perfect wisdom and compassion of an enlightened Buddha. So up until now, we haven't had a correct method to become happy all the time, or a correct method to become free from suffering, because we don't understand what happiness is. And in the chapter on the qualities of Bodhisattva Langritampa, it says he clearly saw there is no true happiness in samsara, or we can say the cycle of impure life, and that we're confusing worldly pleasure with real happiness. So that touched my heart. I thought, that's it. Everybody is confusing worldly pleasure with real happiness. So if we think, what's everybody doing? Everybody's pursuing worldly pleasure with all their might, thinking that's how to be happy. But worldly pleasure isn't real happiness. So we need an enlightened being to appear in our life, or their emanation, and say, do you know worldly pleasure isn't real happiness? If you want to be happy all the time, you need to know what happiness actually is. So appearing for the people of the modern world in the new 8 steps to happiness is this. It is time we sought happiness from a different source. Happiness is a part of the mind that experiences inner peace, mental peace, peace of mind. Isn't this wonderful? Right here on page 4, it's being explained to us the difference between worldly pleasure and real happiness. Happiness is a part of the mind that experiences inner peace or peace of mind. It is the experience of a peaceful, positive mind, happiness. And we think, how wonderful if everybody everywhere could learn what happiness is. So if we take this definition, happiness is a part of the mind that experiences inner peace or peace of mind, and we hold it in our heart and we contemplate it until the meaning touches our heart, our mind will move. We'll never forget, and our intentions will change because we have a view understanding what real happiness is.